In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall commence, we shall continue to worship the Lord and to study the Bible. Shall we sing Hymn But if you are not studied yet, let's try to study together. Before I share these books, I want to mention one thing. These books were originally was taught by one elder. He passed away, and followed by another elder. He's continuing teaching it right now. And then one of the preacher from German, he is considered an expert in Book of Revelation. And of course, there are some good speakers in UK too. I think many preachers in UK also have very profound study on Book of Revelation. I just want to say one thing. If my sharing with you about Book of Revelation is different from any other people are always right. Number one rule, okay? You understand? Okay? So don't mind my sharing. Just the other person are always right. Second thing is that this book is still very hard to me right now. So in case after finish Book of Revelation you still don't know anything, it is considered normal, okay? Okay? Yes, but even though you're going to test on it, but still considered normal if you do not understand anything about it. Because I still do not know many things about it, but I will try my best to share what I know. Yeah, that is two things I want you to be aware of before we start. And third thing is that if you have any questions, it will always help your peers and will always help me too. So just in case you have any questions, please feel free to raise your hand anytime, okay? Or in private, please raise your hand. Now, you got to finish reading it really because it's not easy, huh? And I'm not going to follow my notes, but there are many repeated information in the notes, meaning that even though I don't follow my notes, many information are already in the notes. So if you can understand the notes that I wrote maybe several years ago, it will help you to understand. Therefore, I used to give them a homework. If you can find any grammar error, spelling error, or any error in the notes, because there are many errors, right? Because my spelling is very bad, right? My grammar is very bad, so if you can find any errors, you can always come to your counselors. One error is 1 point, 1 point bonus in your test. How about that, counselor? One error is one, but you gotta let me know, right? So I can continue to correct my notes, right? So if the Lord's willing, I continue to teach Revelation, maybe after 10 NYTS, maybe there's no more mistakes. I don't know. But this is a way to encourage you to start to read the notes too, right? Okay? All right, so who is the author of Book of Revelation? Anybody? Please raise your hand. Yes? Kat Curry. Sis Curry, what is the author? John, very very good, huh? Which book is the last book in the Bible? Huh? Hello. You said Revelation, right? That's right, Revelation. Now, what year was Revelation written? About what year was Revelation written? Before Jesus or after Jesus? Huh? Same. After Jesus, what year after Jesus? 70, a little bit later. Approximate. 90, a little bit later. 95, 96. Well, my answer is 97, 98. But you say 95 is pretty close, right? So the time could be 97 to 98 AD, right? Author was John the Apostle. Where was it? Where was John at that time when you read these books? Anyone? Please raise your hand. Where was it? If you read Bible this morning, if you do not know the answer, that means you do not read Bible this morning. Like Jessica, because Abby already answered it. Like Jessica, where is it? Island where? Patmos, right? So it was written very likely in Island Patmos. Bamo Haidao, right? How many of you read Revelation chapter 1 this morning? Raise your hand. You're supposed to know, right? So you know the time, you know who, you know where. What else you need to know? That's about it. This book is called 天启文学. How do you interpret into English? Counselors. 天启文学, like Book of Daniel is also 天启. 天 means heaven, 启 means reveal, literature. How do you, there's a special term. Anybody? Yes, Daniel. Apocalypics. Huh? Apocalyptic. Now, anybody know this vocabulary? Raise your hand. Louder. Anthony. Louder. Apocalyptic. Everybody repeat after him. Once again. Anthony. Louder. Okay. Apocalyptics, 天启文学, huh? Two books in the Bible, Daniel and Revelation. Actually, you can link them together later on. Oh, there are many information. They can be linked from Book of Daniel to Book of Revelation. Oh. Now, even though before I was in your age, right, I do not like to spend time to read these books because this is too difficult for me. But later I got very good score when I was in TDP because the teacher said, if you read these books, you can find a lot of blessings from these books. Turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1, verse 3, Mickey.
Bless this me who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
For the time is near, right? You know that you come to the very last age of days, huh? You see do you know the global warming is recorded in the Book of Revelation? Huh? You don't know? Like, number one homework, find global warming in the Book of Revelation. I'm going to give you a lot of homework because if you read it, you will know where does it say it is a global. Of course, you will not find global warming, this term, right? The Bible never invented this term, global warming, right? But you will see that the sun was scorching heat, even to a point that people started to curse God because the sun is scorching heat, right? Okay? So these last days, there are many prophecies concerning this generation is in the Book of Revelation. But if you read these books and listen to it and you abide it, you not only you understand the truth in Book of Revelation, you try to carry out the truth, what it says you are blessed. You are blessed. Totally, how many blessings are hidden in the Book of Revelation? Huh? Like Daniel learned it before. How many blessings are hidden in the Book of Revelation? Seven. Okay? How many blessings Jesus mentioned when he first came out to preach? In Matthew chapter 5. Traditionally, how many who? 七胡. How many who Jesus mentioned? How many blessings Jesus mentioned? I just heard somebody say. 八福, right? Beatitude, eight blessings, right? But of course, some people say there are more. So there are seven hidden blessings in the book of Revelation. So second homework, find out the seven blessings hidden in the book of Revelation. That's why you need to read, right? I think Daniel did this homework before. Daniel, did you do this homework before? You don't remember. Okay, for example, right? Let me give you another example. This hope that you understand there are blessings hidden inside. You try to find out and you listen to him. You do it, you will be blessed. Like last one, chapter 22, verse 7. This is the last blessings, the number seven blessings. Caleb, please read. Blessed are those who keep the prophecy of these books, right? So starting with blessing, chapter 1, verse 3. Ending with blessings, chapter 22, verse 7. So there are five more. Five more for you to figure out. If you have 红字版 Bible, red letter characters, all you need to do is look for the red letter, right? If you have English Bible concordance, just search for the blessed, and the seventh one will come out, right? So easy. So I don't mind if you do homework, you copy, right? I don't mind you copy your neighbors. But you got to know what you are doing, okay? Hello? You know what I'm saying? It's okay you copy your homework, your classmates' homework. In only book of Revelation, okay? Not the other, okay? But you got to know what you are copying. There are seven hidden blessings. This is to encourage you to read the book of Revelation because indeed our blessings are hidden. If you read the book's commentary from outside TJC, from the bookshelf, if you go to Christian bookstores, you pull down all the books concerning book of Revelation, you'll notice that there are many, 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 many different interpretations, sayings, and some of them will be very different from what you hear today or what I share with you. So how do you know who is wrong and who is right? Others always right. Other TCC preachers always right. Not others, other bookshelves out there. To me, all the bookshelves out there that do the Bible commentary, you should be very, very careful because they do not have the Holy Spirit. Now, I think to me, even now today we have Holy Spirit, maybe some messages are still yet to be discovered in the concerning book of Revelation. Not to mention the other person who do not have Holy Spirit. So you should be very, very careful. Now, so we shall talk about four rules that we are trying to share together over here concerning the book of Revelation. We study the book of Revelation based on these four theories. Number one is called, how do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? Albert. Ecclesiology. What does it mean? Ecclesiology. 教会论, right? Have to do with church. Church. So meaning that the book of Revelation not only to talk about earthly stuff. The major theme in the book of Revelation have to do with church in the last days. TJC church. Now later we're going to explain more, okay? Second rule, we're going to look at book of Revelation is two realms. What do you mean by two realms? I will talk about it. Meaning that they are heavenly realms, earthly realms, spiritual teaching, spiritual event, spiritual learning, and earthly event. So we look at book of Revelation from two angles, two levels. Okay? In school, you learn what? 形而上, meta. 形而上, how do you say? Meta what? Metaphysics. Metaphysics and physics, right? There are two levels. Now, in the book of Revelation, there are two levels also. Actually, in the Bible, there are two levels. One is spiritual meaning of the event. The other is what you read, black and white, the word, right? Now, third, we're going to say there's a principle called same principle, meaning that an event, if it is recorded over here, you interpret it this way. For example, you interpret horse is good. In the book of Revelation, in the beginning, it is the same event, the same horse. Later on, you cannot interpret this horse is a bad horse. Okay? Does it seem fair to you? If a white horse is good horse at the beginning, can you say the white horse is a bad horse later on when they read it in the book of Revelation? Cannot, right? This is called same. They are the same one, same item, same principle. I'm going to expand it later on. I'll just tell you, highlight it. The first principle, processing. In the book of Revelation, there are processings. Like for example, and later I'll give you a lot of examples. You know, if you read the other books in the Bible, right? Many of them are linear event. Linear, what's linear? Linear means that sequential event. One follow the other, right? Maybe some of them is according to time, like book of Genesis. Started with beginning, God's creation, right? Ended with Joseph, right? The time is going this way, right? But book of Revelation is different. It's not linear events. It's more dimensional. A lot of the chapters, they are replay. They are like, you watch the 世界足球赛, the soccer, the World Cup soccer, right? When people kick in the net, you will see the replay, magnify event, right? There are many recording in the book of Revelation, they are magnified event. They are replayed. They are not necessarily sequential. But there's a processes. Well, I'm going to expand it one by one, okay? Now, what do you mean by church? Why do we need the book of Revelation in terms of ecclesiology? Again, 教会论, have to do with church. You know, in the book of Revelation, right, talk about the church in the last days, talk about where Holy Spirit started to seal people. Chapter, I think it's 5 or 7, it talk about starting from the east. So it tell you where does church came from, because when Holy Spirit came out to set up church, where does it come from? It tell you in the church, right, in front of the throne, what you shall expect when you come to the church. When you come to the church, in front of the throne, what are there? Are you going to expect like Catholic church? You go there, you kneel down, and everything is very quiet. Or you expect like thunder, lightning, and voices. Chapter 4 tell you that. When you come to the church, to the throne of God, it's like how you pray over here. It's like thunder. It's like lightning. It's like voices, noises. You talk about after church started to preach, huh? What will follow? What will follow that? What event when church is on earth? What will be on earth? Persecution will be on earth. Many other things will be on earth. Have to do with when church started, what will happen, right? Now they don't even talk about the foundation of the church. If you read Revelation chapter, I think 20, right? 20 and 21. You can see the foundation of the church is like all precious stones. Like all the beautiful stones you can find on earth, right? And not only that, you can see the wall, the church wall. How tall is the church wall? And how many doors in the church? How glorious is the church? So in the book of Revelation, the major threats, 那一条线, the major theme, the major threat, that link all the book together actually is church. That's why chapter 1 to 3 is talk about 7 churches, right? If you read it this morning, you read to chapter 3, right? Do you read 7 churches? Hello? 7 churches, right? So starting from the 7 churches, ending from a glorious church. The glorious church has a river flowing from the throne. Flowing from the throne, yeah? 宝座, throne, throne. Flowing from the throne, there's a river of life that have a tree. That tree is grow by, and there are fruits. Then the leaf can heal you. The fruits can satisfy you. The waters can satisfy. It's all talk about the church. Okay? Are you with me now? So that's why we look at Book of Revelation from the angle of church, ecclesiology. Okay? So it talks about the church in the last days. The core of Bible is salvation through church. The major message in the Bible is salvation through church. How many of you like to go to the mountain in the some vacations and Sunday, Saturday, maybe Monday in a row? You go backpacking and have service over there, right? No, it's good, right? I'm not saying this is bad. But if you think that, what should I say? You know, nowadays, right, I'm not trying to critique the way you do it. But I'm trying to say that in this world, there are many people, they do not believe in that church is the vehicle that leads you to heavenly kingdom. They teach you that Jesus is the only Savior that leads you to heavenly kingdom. So church is not necessary. Church is merely human organization. Church is always find churches a problem in the church. Church is not necessary. Church is in your heart. Only Savior is important. But if you read the book of Revelation or even the Bible, right? Actually, this is a very tricky concept. If you only believe in this, then Saturday you can go to the mountain and then what? Worship the Lord with the fish, right? Wash the robe by the water, right? You don't need church. You just go there and you can go anywhere you like, just, you know, alone and without brothers and sisters. But this is a very, very wrong concept. Book of Revelation, even from the Bible, from the beginning to the end, talk about church. Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. And Book of Revelation talk about church, right? 19. Verse 4 to verse 6. Some of you, I do not know your name. Oh, sorry. Of course, many of you are still. Like, Kwan, please read. Many of us still don't remember your name. Please read verse 4. Now, even from the Old Testament, no, when the Israelites went out of Egypt, the Lord told them that I am like a big eagle. So I'm like an eagle, carry you out of Egypt. When I read this, I always imagine our Lord is a very, very big eagle that can carry 2 million people. Right? If they want to hurt you, they got to shoot down the big eagle first, right? Because here it says, like an eagle, carry you on my back, right? What do you think? Huh? So you are well protected, okay? Nobody is able to hurt you because there's a super huge eagles carry you out of Egypt. And then the Lord said, now you shall listen to me and keep my covenants. Then, you know, you shall be the treasure of mine on earth, right? You shall be the kingdom of priesthood and the holy nations. And God wanted Moses to talk to Jewish people. Do you want to do it? I already purchased you out of Egypt. Do you want to be my people? Do you want to be a nation of priesthood? What is priest? What does priest do? Serve the Lord, right? Do you want to be the holy nation? All the people on earth was worshiping many other gods. Now, in the ancient time, you study religions, right? Only Jewish people worship one true God. The rest of, no matter where you come from Chinese background, You come from a Hispanic background, Hawaiian background. All the myth in the ancient is all like gods, G-O-D-S, right? Only Jewish people worship God. And you should be worship only one true God, and you will be a holy nation. I have some rule for you. This is the best one, that if you do it, you are going to be very joyful. You are going to have satisfaction. Do you want to do it? And later on, what did they say? And verse 7, now Moses called all the elders, came and tell him what the Lord said to him, right? And verse 8, all the people say, whatever the Lord says, we'll do. Yes, we will be a nation of priesthood. We will be a holy nation. So what is, when people get together, become a holy nation, what is it? It is church, right? Hello? Is it church? Your sin are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. How many of you are not baptized here? Raise your hand. Do you have any friends over here? You are all members. So you are a holy nation. You are called to belong to Jesus. Oh, and this is called a church. So the concept of church already in the, where? Old Testament, right? Hello? Are you with me? You're with me? Okay. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now, Peter repeated the same messages. Now, why I say this, I want to tell you that the book of Revelation talks about church, and church is very, very important concept. Therefore, you shall rely on church to have salvation, not only Jesus. Why? You cannot separate church from Jesus because the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the body of the church. So you shall never be able to separate it. And therefore, book of Revelation talk about church. That's why we talk about importance of church. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, you can find the concept of church. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. 夜经. So you are the chosen race, a noble priesthood, a holy nation, and belong to God. The purpose is that you shall proclaim the wonderful message of God to lead people out of Satan into God, out of darkness into light, right? So you are, again, Peter repeated, holy nations, chosen people, kingdom of priesthood. Again, the concept of church. Now let's talk about Abraham's blessings. What are the two major blessings of Abraham? Anybody remember? When God asked Abraham to went out of Ur and promised him two major blessings. Anybody remember? Other. Descendants and the land, right? So really, I mean, give him this land will belong to your descendants. And this land will be a holy nation, right? This land nowadays is church in New Testament. This is church. This is the those who are descendants of Abraham, you inherit this land, the church, huh? Descendants, members of brothers and sisters in the church. Huh? So indeed, the concept of church is over, and the book of Revelation talk about it. Now, book of Revelation talk about it. We are the holy nations, and we are the kingdom of God, and God also make you kings and priests. Let's read Revelation chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5. 5 and 6. 1, 5 and 6. Tony. Anthony. Hey, you are Anthony too. So there are two Anthony. Okay, Anthony. Jack, he did not open it yet. You read. Now everybody read your Bible. Do you open your Bible yet? Please read. Please read. Verse 6. He has made up what? Kings and priests. Oh, he has made you kings. Oh. So, brethren, you are kings, and the Lord is King of kings, right? The Lord have made you kings, and the Lord have made you priests. Oh. What do you mean by kings? Is this kings concerning like earthly stuff, earthly kings? Now, this is not homework, huh? But if you do not know, I can make you homework, huh? If you can understand. Now, there are two kinds of kings in the book of Revelation. One is the kings from the sunrise. The other is earthly king. Can you do? Oh, too much for you to do it already. You got to read, read. In the book of Revelation, they always talk about two, right? Two kind of thrones. 两种宝座. The throne of God, the throne of beasts. Two kinds of linen. One is, you can find it in church. The other you can find it in Babylon. Two kinds of woman. One is called adulterous woman. The other is the church. The woman. So if you read the notes, there are many two kinds of stuff, right? Now in the church, you are kings. You are kings of the sunrise. Where does sun rise from? Huh? Yes. This is not my word. Huh? There are many interesting information hidden in the book of Revelation. Not talking about detail. Only talk about concept right now. So no need to flip to the Bible. So God make you kings. So what do you rule over? Since you are kings, what do you rule over? King Ador. What do you rule over since you are king, right? What do you rule over since God make you kings and priests? Priest is easier to understand, right? God make you serve, right? God make you lead him. But what does he rule over? People. His people. I like people better because the Bible says, on earth, the church, yeah? The church. Whenever the church bound, that person will be bound. Whenever a person is released, that person is released. Is that right? John chapter 21. What do you rule over? John 21? 20, actually. 20, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22 and 23. Henry. So, King Ador, what do you rule over? What can you decide? What can you judge? What can you rule? Huh? Sins. How do you do that? Not as a person, right? As a whole, right? Can you just go to any... Can any one of you just go to bring your friends and go to the river and baptize him? Huh? Can you do that? Hello? Can you do that? No, because you need to be sent. Another very important concept is sent. So church will send you. Church, you need to send a person to baptize people. Then it's sin... will be what? Released, right? Bounded also. Now, how do you... Now, maybe one day, someday, you commit adultery and you become a east in the church. You have two wives. We have one over here, the other in east, right? And when you come back to the church, you continue to tell people, hey, two wives is very good, right? Now, then you become a east. At that time, the church will exercise its authority to say, because you are east, you are going to influence the whole thumb, whole lump. You influence the whole lump. Then we got to take you away, right? Church can do that. Okay? Not only that, you know, you are kings. What do you do? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. King Ador, would you please read? Chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. 3. You should judge angels. Oh. You are kings. You can judge. You are co-judger with our Lord, with the King of Kings. You are going to judge the world. How do you judge the world? How? Anybody? With the word of God, right? Hello? Is that right? With the word of, not by your own standard, right? How do you know that homosexual is truly wrong? How can you tell? You can judge. You can proclaim it out loud. Homosexual is for sure wrong because Bible says so. You can judge the world. Even though it's not politically right, maybe, but it is absolutely right in the eyes of God. Oh. You are king. You are judge. You are priests. King is to, you are able to overcome your victorious camp. You can overcome your own desire, own lust, overcome your own temper. From the renewal of Holy Spirit, you are able to overcome, just like the white horse, overcome and overcome, continuously overcome, because you are the kings in the kingdom of God. Oh, and you are, and church say, the Bible say, oh, Jesus is the, he, his kingdom is on this earth. He make you king, right? Turn to John. Jesus has his own kingdom, which is the church. Oh. Chapter 18, verse 36. 18:36. I think I spent too much time. Anyway. Frank, would you please read? Louder, Frank, please. I'm reading Chinese. The church is in the world, but not of the world, right? Verse 37. So Jesus is a king in the kingdom of truth. And later on, he make you kings also in the kingdom, in his kingdom. Make you priests, make you king. And then, therefore, he is the King of Kings. Any questions so far? Now, the reason I talk about this is that when you read Book of Revelation, think about church, okay? Now, in the Book of Revelation, church is fulfilled, perfect. Nowadays, you come to the church, right? Don't expect me to be perfect. I won't expect you to be perfect, right? Because this is a process to perfection. We are not perfect, but thank God, the fountain was open for us. We have hope. Oh. But one day, it won't be this week every time. One day, the church is going go through great tribulations for 42 months. Later on, you're going to understand it from Book of Revelation, right? And at that time, the church in heaven, that beautiful church had no sin, that beautiful church, as if that church came down on earth, because the church later on, after you go through big tribulation, right, it becomes so perfect. If you're not perfect, you already die. You already got, because later on you will see the dragon have a tail. He will wipe out one third of the members in the church. And those who don't want to pursue and continue to be weak, they will die in the outer court of the church. But those who already pursue, you shall enter into the inner court of the church and you become perfect. And then the churches have no sin. And the Bible says, it is fulfilled, it is fulfilled, it is fulfilled. Huh? The kingdom have fulfilled. Revelation 11:15. Revelation 11:15. When the last trumpet sounded, will be sounded, when the last trumpet sound, you will hear this kind of saying. Kyle, please read 11:15. 11:15, Kyle. Yes, oh. The church was on earth, huh? Of course, it's. Oh. And it will become the kingdom of God. The church of the earth will become the kingdom of God. And we, God will be king forever. Huh? Last day, the church will indeed very very perfect. Huh? There are many other verses. We just stop over here. So first concept is that you understand, we read the book of Revelation, it talks about church. Second concept, huh? There are two levels when you read the book of Revelation. What do you mean? Like in the Bible, right, we always see two levels. Like you read in school, metal, physics, and physics, right? There are two levels, right? 形而上, 形而下, right? In the Bible, we call it earthly level and spiritual level. Okay? Now, let me give you an example. In the book of Daniel, actually, this is a mistake, but because I find it out, you cannot get the 1 point. I need to tell you anyway. You turn to your notes, right? There's an error. Revelation chapter 1 to 6, 7 to 12 is to, in your note, it says that 1 to, I don't know, they said it wrong, right? Please correct your notes. Which page? I think you are reading it, Grady. Which page? Page 2. Is it? What is this? There's no page. Oh, yeah, over here. B2. B2 item number B1 and 2, right? The Daniel chapter 1 to 6 and another one is 7 to 12. Even though they are talking about the same thing, but they are divided into two realms. Chapter 1 to 6 talk about earthly realms. Remember that Nebuchadnezzar have a dream? They dream an image. What is the image? What did he have? What kind of gold? Huh? What kind of head? Gold head? Silver? Hello? Breast? And then? Bronze? West? And then? Iron, right? Iron, right? And what does that prefigure to? Babylon? Madai Posi? Medes and Persian? And? Greek? And West and East? Romans, right? That is from chapter 1 to chapter 6. Talk about earthly kingdom, powerful earthly kingdom. The four 世界, 四大古文明帝国, the four ancient, most powerful, with great culture, emperor. Wow, what is the better English to describe this? You read this in history. Huh? There's a better vocabulary for this. The four ancient, what? Great kingdom. What is it? Civilization. Okay. Four ancient great civilizations. But if you read from chapter 7 and on, it becomes four beasts. Chapter 7, huh? The four kingdoms become four beasts in the eyes of prophet, in the eyes of God. They were like a lion. They were like a bear. They were like leopards. They were like a weird beast, right? So, the same kingdom, from human perspective, wow, they are great. Babylon came out, the languages, right? 楔形文字, the most ancient language probably you can find over here in this land. There are many things you can find in this land, great civilizations, but in the eyes of prophet, they are merely beasts. This is called two realms, okay? Anybody got lost? Anybody got lost? Now, Book of Revelation also mentioned about the same thing. Let me give you an example. Now, Matthew 24. Let me give you an example. Let's read. Two realms. What should I? Okay, let's read Matthew 24. Now, let's forget about Book of Revelation. Yeah, time is up. When do we finish? 12:30? 12:20? Yeah, time is up. Okay. Do you have any questions so far? We'll continue to talk about it. Hopefully, if you are confused, please raise your hand, huh? Or ask privately. Now, hopefully, God can continue to guide us so we can understand this. Please read your notes also. Huh? Let's all kneel down and pray.